No fact is more firmly established than that lying is a necessity of our circumstances. The deduction that it is then a virtue goes without saying. No virtue can reach its highest usefulness without careful and diligent cultivation. Therefore, it goes without saying that this one ought to be taught in the public schools, even in the newspapers. What chance has the ignorant, uncultivated liar against the educated expert? What chance have I against against a lawyer? Judicious lying is what the world needs. I sometimes think it were even better and safer not to lie at all than to lie injudiciously. An awkward, unscientific lie is often as ineffectual as the truth. Now let us see what the philosophers say. Note that venerable proverb, "Children and fools always speak the truth." The deduction is plain. Adults and wise persons never speak it. Parkman, the historian, says the principle of truth may itself be carried into an absurdity. In another place in the same chapters, he says, "The saying is old that truth should not be spoken at all times." And those whom a sick conscience worries into habitual violation of the maxim are imbeciles and nuisances. It is strong language, but true. None of us could live with an habitual truth-teller, but thank goodness, none of us has to. An habitual truth-teller is simply an impossible creature. He does not exist. He never has existed. Of course, there are people who think they never lie, but it is not so. And this ignorance is one of the very things that shame our so-called civilization. Everybody lies, every day, every hour, awake, asleep, in his dreams, in his joy, in his mourning. If he keeps his tongue still, his hands, his feet, his eyes, his attitude will convey deception, and purposely, even in sermons, but that is a platitude.